Welcome, welcome, welcome to the General Hospital Admitted Leaf Fans podcast. Today with us, we have Malin, James, G, and our first fan guest, Mariah. Welcome, Mariah.
Yay!
Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here. I am almost as excited as the time I got to see Susan Lucci win her Emmy.
I forgot about that.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
At that Emmys, I got to go backstage and meet Cameron Matheson,
Drew.
Who played Ryan Lavery, who now plays...
And plays Drew.
Who now plays Drew. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
He is not a favorite of this crowd.
No.
I am not a fan either. It's really hard because I love to see him, but I miss him as Ryan Lavery, especially this week. He was so lame to Carly. I'm not interested in that.
I love that you remember him as Ryan Lavery, because if they ever decide to get rid of Drew, but we all like him, he really could return as Anna's brother.
Wait, Anna has a brother?
Who is that?
What are you talking about?
Anna Lavery. Ryan Lavery is her brother.
We have to cut this
out. Like Duke Lavery?
Time out.
Duke Lavery.
Oh my God.
Cameron Matheson, who now plays Drew Kane, previously was on General Hospital.
No. Anna. Okay, guys, here's an education. And this could be kept in the podcast because this is for everyone. Education. Anna. Our Anna. Anna Scorpio. Anna Lavery Scorpio. Anna was on All My Children as twins.
Yes.
Okay? Her character, Anna Lavery, which is our person, was also on All My Children. Ryan Lavery was her late founded brother. And they are brother and sister.
I don't remember that.
On All My Children.
On All My Children, but Anna is Anna regardless of the show. She crossed over as a character.
Okay.
Now, Ryan Lavery obviously didn't cross over as a character, but that is a possibility.
I thought she was Anna Lavery because she was married to Duke Lavery.
Yes.
But she wasn't.
Name Anna.
Yeah, but she Lavery is a married name. So she's related to Ryan Lavery.
Same
Anna. Okay, yes. Let's wrap this up.
Okay, anyways.
I have nothing to say on that subject.
Yes.
I don't know what you're talking about. All I will say is Cameron Matheson has a future at the Hallmark Channel if he keeps this up.
That's true.
He used to be on Entertainment Tonight, just for the record.
We gotta talk about Jason.
We're gonna put a pin in the pre-Cameron Matheson days to jump right into our bet. Last week there was a bet: who would be the first actor or actress to be opposite Jason in Jason's Return? We all lost. Dante was the first person to identify, speak, and interact with. So no Los Alamos 999 Malbec from the Mendoza region of Argentina for anybody.
I just need to say that Jason put himself in front of Carly first. So I was half right.
You half won?
Half won.
She half won.
No. Okay. That is just not happening. That is wrong. General Hospital, admittedly, fans, we are ready to talk top three storylines. Let's begin with Jason. Who wants to kick off the return?
Da-na-na. Guess who's back? Da-na-na. Back again. Da-na-na. Jason's back. Da-na-na. Tell a friend.
Gee, do you want to kick us off? What did you think of the return, how they played it?
I thought the return was great. I'm so excited to see him back in Port Charles. I'm questioning all the people that are questioning him. I mean, after all this time, don't they know who he is? The drama with Sam.
Totally.
Sonny, I think, actually doesn't believe it.
Sonny's lost it. He totally forgot who his best friend is. It's not cool.
Agree.
Well, he does have a little bit of paranoia. I mean, he does think that everybody's out to get him. One thing I would say that I kept thinking about this week is I really missed Epiphany, because you know that in past she would have come to help Jason on the down low.
And here I come in with my usual. I agree, G, because one of the most touching moments for me was when Michael and Jason reunited.
Yes.
And he told him that he just found out Bobby had passed. And one thing he said to him was, Bobby was the first person to put you in my arms. Of course, I cried.
Yeah, that was nice.
Come on. I'm a crier.
James, a crier.
And I cried at that. And I loved that they brought Bobby into it.
Yes. That would have been a perfect opportunity, though, to show a clip of Bobby handing Michael to Jason.
Mariah, we are team montage, so I agree with you. There wasn't time, but in the future, there will be time for montages because he's missed a lot.
True, but I'm okay with mentioning it, the way he mentioned it, and he even teared. I loved it.
Yeah.
Maybe he will recognize that at some point, you know, if he's ever in the hospital and you know that wall.
Yeah.
Yes.
He'll see the wall, the death wall.
Exactly. He may get really sad about Britt.
What did you think about the Drew reaction when Carly spoke with him after confirming that she had talked to Jason for a millisecond before the police burst in?
I thought it was pretty terrible.
Yeah, right?
So quick to end it.
Once again, Drew is terrible right now. He is terrible. He is being mean. He is judgmental. He is vindictive.
Lame.
That's all I can say.
Evil Drew. Evil Drew.
It's okay. We need his jealous brotherhood. This will start him off onto the path of being more evil and more evil, which we've all been requesting.
True.
Yeah, they're following through. They're making us mad appropriately. But I did find it interesting that they went so the other way on Sam's reaction, Malin,
yeah.
With you know, her doubts about Jason. Do you think that was all wrapped up in Dante?
It's all about Dante. She's torn now. She loves both men. And she doesn't even know yet that her son has seen, quote unquote, the enemy in her mind. Danny keeping it a secret is great. I love the Danny secret.
I have to say, I know we're anti-kids on this show, but I really like the Danny character. He's so cute.
Is it because of his hair? You like his hair?
Yeah, it is. Me too. I do like his hair. I do. I like his hair.
I'm really
he's
liking
really
Danny.
He's really good at playing a teenage boy, too. I mean, he's obviously a teenage boy.
He's doing great, and they're not overusing him. They're edging him into scenes, which I think is great. I have a question for all of you guys to give a little bit of a vote. What would you say the scene of the week was? Would it be Carly Jason? Would it be Danny Jason? Or would it be Michael Jason? Just looking at the Jasons.
Ooh. Excellent poll. That's a great question.
Carly Jason. I cried so hard when they hugged and cried, and when she told him Bobby was dead and he cried, like I'm like gonna cry thinking about it. That was
when she said, if I go get the first aid kit, will you be here when I come back? That was my favorite part.
I don't know. I do love the Carly. I mean, just watching Carly tear up with her glassy eyes, and she's so beautiful. I loved it, but I did have a soft spot for Michael and Jason just reuniting.
Me too.
He didn't even question it. You know, Dante's his brother too. He didn't even think twice that Jason didn't do it. Like, he was just like, you're Jason. I know who you are.
Yeah. And gee, didn't it make you like Willow better? She's like, sure, I'll tamper with evidence. Sure. You want Fluffenfold on your stained blood shirt? You want me to sew up that bullet hole so there's no evidence? I'll do that for you. I can't ask you to do that. Yes, you can. We're family. We've met twice. I mean,
you know.
She really came through.
She did. I always love Willow. I'm team Willow always. So I thought
she's such a lightweight, you guys. She goes whichever the breeze blows.
I came up with something and G did not agree, but I thought maybe while we make Drew bad and he's making bad decisions, I thought maybe this could have been the start down a road of Willow and Drew having an affair.
No.
I recall I heard a ew when you said that.
I do not like that at all. No, that's a no.
I could see it down the road, but that would mean something went very wrong with Michael.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the actual plot line. So right now, the last kind of piece of evidence we had from Jason was that there was a man in a room with no windows calling the shots. And the very last frame of Thursday's episode was him in a room with a certain man with two different names. G?
I have a theory on this. This is what I think. It all came together for me today when I was preparing for our call. Mm-hmm. I think that Jagger hates Sonny so much, and he has that whole folder on RICO charges and wants to send Sonny to jail. And Jason is doing this to keep Sonny out of prison. That's my theory.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Why murder people to do that? Why murder all these other people?
Because, you know, he hates the mob. And I haven't gotten that far yet.
I think Jagger might be working with Pikeman.
I think that could be true.
Under the guise of working with the FBI.
James, are you doubting this as much as I am?
I don't know. Like, what blackmail would it be that Jason could not say no? It's got to be beyond RICO charges. It scared Jason so much that he had to do this. I don't know, though, what it could be. I do love the twist that Jagger was the one doing it. I think it makes his character more interesting rather than just bringing back someone from the past. I like that he's intertwined into it deep.
I agree with James. I think it's more about his family.
I think there's going to be a man in the room that it's either a Cassadine, a Pikeman, Jerry Jacks, maybe.
Jerry Jacks. He's dead.
Not Jasper.
I hate both Jackses. I don't know who's dead and who's not, but Mariah, I hate both Jax brothers. I hate them.
I do too. I feel the exact same way.
Jerry was a good villain.
He's a really good villain. Like, he's such a dick. Am I allowed to say that?
No, I got yelled at for that.
He's such a jerk.
So going back to one of the things that T said about, you know, why is Sonny always doubting Jason? Sonny, when he was talking to Lois, was saying Jason is, you know, he's a sniper, he's a shooter, or this or that. I don't know if it was to Lois, actually, come to think of it.
Yeah, it was to Lois.
And, you know, so why would he think Jason would miss?
Yes.
I would think he would have a theory that there were two men up there, Jason being one of them, and it was missed. So why wouldn't you automatically think Jason helped the shot be missed?
That's where I thought Anna was going when she was talking to Molly, because she was like, she knows that a sniper would not miss. So I thought she was going to get there, which, I mean, eventually she's going to get there.
She's going to get there. She's going to solve this.
And wasn't that a first good scene for Molly in Since Forever?
Yes.
Yep.
Because it wasn't about her baby that doesn't exist.
True, but I was like, why is Anna telling Molly? Really? Like, have a better conversation with someone else.
I had a very similar thought. Now Molly's doing police work? I don't know.
She is a DA. She's an ADA.
Exactly, Malin. She's the charger.
You know how I like to put things in the universe out there so that maybe it will come true? Can I put something out there?
Yes.
Yes.
Robin, please come back to possibly visit when you find out Jason is alive. That's it.
She's coming back. Thank you.
That's a great idea.
Just to make an appearance at the bridge to say hi.
May sweeps.
Yes.
I also like the story of the bridge.
Yeah, I did too.
See, guys? See? Isn't this... They tell these stories to educate the newer generations why this bridge is significant.
Yeah.
Nothing like a backstory, even if you're talking about an inanimate object like a bridge.
I just want to say on the bridge thing, if there's a full-on manhunt, I'm not sure why nobody thinks to look in the boathouse.
Everybody ends up in the boathouse that commits a crime or is bleeding. Boathouse.
I agree with that. It's so dumb.
Exactly.
Jason came back to the Quartermains to hide. All of it with Jason has been done very well. Kudos to GH.
Perfect.
Yeah.
GH did a great job with this return.
Yeah, I agree.
So do you think John is the man in the room? Do you think he's pulling all the strings or a mid player?
I think he's a mid player, but I think he is pulling the strings right now.
Correct. With gee, I think he's a mid player, but he's pulling the strings right now.
I think he's pulling the strings.
And I think Anna's going to hopefully have a strong storyline throughout this. The Christina scene with Danny and Sam, I thought Christina was great in that scene. Jame?
Excellent. Love her. Yeah, she was in Days of Our Lives, and I like that actress a lot.
I agree.
I think she's pretty. I think she's good in all characters. So I am a Christina fan.
All right, moving on. Top three storylines. We're going to head over to Maxie and Spinelli.
Couple goals.
Malin, they were hilarious.
I love them. They were so funny this week.
Hilarious.
I liked it too.
They were hilarious. They're so good together. And then when she messed up and like sort of outed the Jason, it was perfect. Old school.
Yeah, it's old school, Maxie and Spinelli. It's great.
Mariah, do you think there's any chance that Spinelli changes his mind and goes for Sasha?
Absolutely not.
Oh my God, with this again?
He is Team Maxie for life.
His code to hacking is Maximista. Come on, guys. And I mean, that was precious. It's precious. They're precious.
Yeah, that was so good. The password.
Jame, how is it possible that Jason would be in a room with Johnny Jagger and not know who he is?
Well, how do we know he doesn't know who he is? That didn't come up. He didn't say he didn't know who was blackmailing him.
Because didn't they know each other?
Yes, I just know he's involved. I don't know if Jason remembers him. I can't imagine he wouldn't. We'll have to see how that unfolds. So going into couples, can I just tell you something? Bear with me. I actually think it might be a cool time to develop Jagger and Carly.
No. God, no.
No. No.
You all roll your eyes. I don't think that's a bad couple in the future.
Absolutely not. Did someone else get you a bottle of Los Alamos wine for $9.99?
I kind of didn't see.
So what do you guys think is next for Spinelli and Maxie? Why did she say he had to move out?
It's like a love thing. They're not living together, but they love each other.
I'd love you to move out.
Well, that was her. She needed to establish her independence because she doesn't want to be babied by Spinelli and Felicia.
Yeah, but she needs their spreadsheets. I'm just saying.
Yeah, she does.
Do you think that because of Maxie and Spinelli finding themselves again together will encourage Sasha and Cody to move things along?
T is obsessed with Sasha and Cody for some reason. I don't know.
I think they need a storyline, but let them slowly develop let them develop their relationship. We'll see where it goes.
Anything more on Maxie and Spinelli or any other couples you want to touch on?
Yes.
Who?
Ava and Sunny. They're into each other. It's happening. Even Selena Wu saw it. She doesn't like it, but everybody's seeing it.
No, it's going to happen, but I think that's going to take some time.
And don't forget, he's doubting Jason because of the way Ava presented it.
I didn't think Ava was bad on that.
I didn't think she was bad, but she didn't think about Jason and his loyalty and this character. She just presented what it looked like, and he believed her.
She was being a good mob wife, so to speak.
Because yes, she was in protection mode. She went to that meeting to back him up, and she was all in on it, and I love it.
Jason and Ava she'd never back him up.
Yes, but he knows Ava and Ava's affair with Morgan, right? Jason wasn't dead then, was he?
I think he was being held in a hospital.
Oh, he was? He was dead by then?
Yeah. And that wasn't that an interesting time where that hospital did plastic surgery for Ava and mind control for Jason. So I was just curious what you think the hall signs are like in that hospital.
Oh my goodness, it's no Grey's Anatomy.
Mind control, that's three doors down to the left. You need a burn scar removed? He's your man. But and everyone ends up in a church in a gunfight. That is just the way it works sometimes.
Oh boy.
I spoke to some fans also, and they are actually holding out hope that Morgan is returning. And it is a possibility that Jason's being blackmailed with something about Morgan.
I like that idea.
Except that Morgan is not involved in RICO violations.
See, I would think it would be more like Morgan got himself involved in something he can't get himself out of. And Jason's got to do this to rescue Morgan.
Right.
Because Morgan is like in a, you know,
pretty, in the hospital, down the hall,
getting mind control.
Oh my God. He's in the disappearing human wing. And whether he comes back or not is dependent on Jason.
I would really love it if it were a Cassadine.
I see, the Cassadine's always there for us.
I started watching General Hospital when I was in third grade because I had a babysitter who wouldn't play with us and would only watch ABC soaps all day. And I watched all of them. See, I haven't watched for like the last 8 years. You ladies have dragged me back into General Hospital after a big hiatus.
Because of our amazing podcast, right?
It is because of your amazing podcast.
Let's move on to pet peeves. I didn't like the tattoos on Jason.
Oh, except that I would say I appreciated it that they wrote it into the storyline.
How did they explain that he got the tattoos from the being held captive? They did it to him.
Yeah, I mean, it was kind of implied.
Well, can I have a yay peeve? I'm obsessed with the purple eyeshadow on Ava this week. She looks so good. Great. I think they should do it more.
Yes. Yes.
Any other props?
Yes, I have a peeve. Molly and TJ, the TJ not liking that Christina's holding his baby because she's Sonny's daughter. I'm over both Molly and TJ.
Totally agree.
I think they should just go already so that Christina can raise her sister's baby.
I'm good with that.
Yeah. And one other peeve. Why does no one care how Jake feels? Isn't Jake Jason's son too? It's all Danny all the time.
Jake is vaping.
No, Danny is vaping. Danny's vaping.
Jake is not vaping.
Yes, he's vaping.
He was caught with a vape. No. No. No.
No.
No. Danny's vaping.
No, you guys. Jake took the vape away from Danny.
Danny's vaping. Danny's vaping and Jake took the vape away from him. I did like that scene when they were fighting over the vape.
Who cares?
Oh, okay. Isn't it funny that both of Jason's kids are fighting and they're both vaping and they're both fighting?
They're not both vaping.
Jake is not vaping.
Jake and Danny are like oil. They are like night and day.
You are vape shaming the wrong kid. They are close. Jake cares deeply for Danny. Come on.
No, they're very good friends, but they are night and day.
They're very close. I don't know what soap you guys are watching, but maybe because the children haven't aged enough, you're not following. Any other pet peeves or props? Go, G.
I have one more thing. Did nobody catch the Aiden being gay conversation? Which I thought kind of just got like slid in there.
I heard that. That was good.
Elizabeth and him talked like a month earlier too, which was really good. And she's like, I'm glad you trusted me with this.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
I missed that.
Okay. Last peeve, Drew is a whiny baby and Michael and Willow destroying evidence and prop. General Hospital, admittedly fans trivia. Here we go. There have been a number of characters put in charge as director of the WSB. How many WSB directors have there been? And can you name any of them?
Can I try?
Go, Malin.
Okay. Sean. Sean's my favorite one.
Yes.
Sean, Robert, Anna, Victor Cassadine.
Are you asking us about directors or agents?
No, there have been a ton of agents, but there's only four directors that have been identified as director.
Frisco.
That's correct, G. Sean is a definite. No one else said yet.
Robert.
I thought for sure Robert and Anna and Sean.
Yeah. No.
Sean?
All right, I'm going to give you the answer.
Let's hear it.
In the 1970s, Sean Donnelly was the head of the WSB. Then Dr. Victor Cassadine. Next, as of 2014, Frisco Jones. And on December 5th, a British-Australian import named John Brennan became the last WSB lead.
Jamie and I went to Frisco's concert.
That you're all I need.
All I need is just a little more time.
Because it seems so hard to believe.
That you're all I need.
General Hospital, admittedly fans, question number two. This is a GH character riddle. I, D, date the sister of my sister, but the sister who I date is not my sister. Who am I? Current main character.
I'm out.
I date the sister of my sister, but the sister who I date is not my sister.
Well, all the sisters have to be Alexis's daughters.
I date the sister of my sister.
Oh, it's Sam. Dante.
Blaze. Blaze.
Dante!
Oh.
Dante has Christina as a sister.
Yeah.
So Dante has Christina as a sister because of Sonny.
This sounds crazy.
And Sam is sisters with Christina because of Alexis, but Dante and Sam are not brother and sister.
Very clever.
It's true, but it does sound crazy.
Question number three, General Hospital Admittedly fans trivia. Lawyer and editor extraordinaire Alexis Davis has had a dating history that is just plain criminal. How many of Alexis's criminal exes can you name?
Jerry Jack.
Yes. Wait.
Rick Lansing.
Good one, Mariah.
Yes.
Oh, Ava's brother.
Julian Jerome.
Jax.
Yeah. And Jax.
Jax. Jerry Jax.
Say that again.
I have four.
So right now you have Sonny Corinthos, you have Jerry Jax, you have Rick Lansing, and you have Julian Jerome. You're missing one other convicted criminal whose name has been dropped quite a bit this week and last week.
Oh, really?
Drew.
He purchased the Invader. No, he sold the Invader to Valentine.
Oh, Valentine.
No, they're
cousins.
He sold Valentine. The Invader to Valentine.
They're cousins.
I don't know.
Sean Butler.
Who's that?
She was with Sean. No, they were friends in prison. They were not lovers.
They dated twice.
I don't think they were lovers.
Yes.
I don't think I was watching them.
I don't think so. They were friends in the prison library.
That was later. They hooked up.
I don't think so. Okay, I don't know who that is. I don't think so either.
I'm remembering it now because they never had any chemistry. And I always thought, why are they dating?
Yes, exactly.
I always liked Sean Butler as a character.
The non-criminals she dated were Ned, Neil Byrne, who got killed, and Jasper. Okay, question number four. Debuting in 1996, the Carly Corinthos character is an OG, loved and hated over the years. How many actresses have played Carly? And for a bonus, can you name any of them?
James got it.
Okay, the original Carly, I used to know her name. It's Sarah something.
Sarah Joy Brown.
Thank you. Then there was Skinny Carly. I liked her. She ended up on Days of Our Lives.
Right. And then she came back to play another character on G8.
As the mom of the dead kid.
Yes, exactly.
And then the Carly we have now, which is Laura Wright.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say
four.
Oh, and then there was a crazy one on the train. Four.
Oh, that's the one I'm thinking of. I don't remember who the first one is then.
The answer is six.
What?
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 Get out of here.
Sarah Joy Brown played Carly from 1996 to 2001 and reprised the role in 2014. She also played Claudia Zakara.
Yes. Yes.
Great.
Tamara Braun
loved her.
Played Carly from 2001 to 2005. She was great. And in 2014, she rejoined
Skinny Carly.
General Hospital as a different cast member, Kim Narrow, who is mother to Oscar,
Oscar's
who
mom.
Is the son of
Drew.
In 2005, Shane Lamas briefly played Carly. Jennifer Bransford played in 2005. And Laura Wright, 2005 to present. Those are the five. The sixth is based on flashback scenes, which were quite annoying to watch, of young Carly, who is played by Eden McCoy.
Wow.
Otherwise known to us as Jocelyn.
What?
A GH Admittedly fans question number five. Which GH actor or actress holds the all-time record for outstanding lead in a drama
Alexis.
For the Daytime Emmy Awards?
Oh, actor or actress?
Steve Byrne.
Sonny.
No. He's for every soap, but GH specifically is where he's from.
It's a guy.
Yes.
It's not Ned Quartermain. Oh, I don't know.
Anthony Geary.
Oh, Anthony Geary.
Luke!
Oh, Luke.
Yeah. Anthony Geary broke the record in 2008 with his eighth win. And as a bonus, which actress is the most awarded Daytime Emmy winner?
James, it's your girl. When you cry, I cry.
Deidre Hall.
No, it is not Deirdre Hall.
Deirdre Hall.
It's not even Deirdre Sidewalk. It's nowhere near any of the answers that are correct.
From Days of the Bad Life.
Is it Christian Alfonso?
The answer is Erica Slezak.
Nikki Vicky!
Oh, yes.
Oh, no. Oh, my mom loved Nikki Vicky back in the day.
Here's where you go.
Nikki Vicky. Wow. Good, good question.
She played Vicky Lord on One Life to Live.
Nikki Vicky.
From 1971 to 2012. I can't believe you guys didn't get Luke.
He's out of our minds right now.
Out of sight, out of mind. That was good trivia.
Great job, guys. Thanks, Mariah, for joining our first fan guest.
Thank you so much for having me. It was wonderful.
Thanks for coming on.
Thanks, Mariah.
Thank you, Mariah.
And if anyone would like to join an upcoming General Hospital Admittedly Fans episode, we'd love to have you talk your GH with fellow fans. Thanks, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.